Oh my God, you guys, this episode was crazy. It is getting down to the wire for our heroes on Fear of the Walking Dead as they fight for their lives. We're talking all about it starting right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Happy Monday, After Buzzers. Thank you for joining us for another after show of Fear the Walking Dead. This episode was so crazy. I'm your host, Benny Adams. And before we get into it, I want to introduce you to my amazing two lovely co-hosts, Krista, who loves horror, all things horror.
Yes.
It has been a fan of The Walking Dead since it first came on.
This is true.
She is the perfect panelist
for this show. Sure are.
And then we have April.
Hey, y'all.
Same as Krista, a huge fan of The Walking Dead. Anyway, you have like a favorite character, right?
Well, you know, Fear the Walking Dead, currently it's Morgan, I guess.
Right, Morgan.
Yeah, that's
Morgan.
Just because I've always loved Morgan, and that's it.
So she knows everything about Morgan. She knows everything about this show. We have so much to talk to you guys about today. We have some very juicy news and gossip where we're going to give you a little taste of the spinoff that they're going to be having. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
I can't wait.
And we also have our predictions and our special segments, what not to do while surviving a zombie apocalypse.
So many things. Not
can't wait to hear those. But first, let's get right into it. What did you two think about this episode?
I mean, the end, guys.
Yeah.
We'll get into it later, but right. I'm just very... I need to know what's going to... I need next week to happen, but I feel like... Yeah, I just... I don't know. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ending because it kind of just left us wondering.
Yeah.
I liked it because it did leave us wondering.
Yeah.
So it's like we've had all these things for so long that... you know, are they gonna not be together? It seems like they're coming back together. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, it's like I like the suspense of it.
Right.
But I'm gonna hate it if what I think happens. But it's fine for now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I was so bummed with the ending, and this is the first time because usually I can kind of tell what's gonna happen. This is the first time where I'm just like, I have no idea what's gonna happen to Alicia. I have no clue.
I mean, because it's just it's confusing.
Yeah, yeah. But I really did like the theme, and I feel like this has been the theme so far for this season, and it was about, you know, redemption and not losing hope. You know, even though all hope is lost, you still have to hold on tight for that. But so let's start off with our girl Alicia and Annie. These two are, in my opinion, very similar and very different at the same time. Let's start off with Dylan. She finds Annie and he shows her where their little hideout is. And it reminded me of like some Peter Pan Lost Boys.
That's exactly what it looks like. That or like the Jungle Book.
I kind of loved it.
Not Jungle Book. Oh my gosh, never mind.
Like Lord of the Flies.
Tarzan!
Tarzan, there we go.
Oh my gosh, well, it makes no point either.
It did look like Tarzan.
And so Alicia finds them and she wants to help them. Annie is still saying no, she doesn't want any of her help. And we kind of brought this up last time, but are you guys kind of over the whole, I want to help you, no, don't help me? Because for me, this time, the kids were annoying me.
Well, yeah, and they learned their lesson this episode that, you know, sometimes we could use some help from some grown-ups. Not even that, but just, like, you need to be better prepared, and you're literally living in a death zone. So, like, and I get that she's just trying to, like, satisfy her parents' wishes and keep them all happy, but clearly, after today, I hope she's finally learned that this is not the way to do it or the place to do it.
Exactly.
I mean, with the story that she eventually tells Alicia, like, it's clear that, you know, they're very much so traumatized by what happens to them. But it is still like, you know, I get a group coming at you once. No, we don't want your help. Because, you know, us, at all as fans of Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead have seen that go wrong a million times.
Yeah.
So I get that. I think it's, like, smart of them, actually, to be like, no, no, just go away. We don't want your help. Whatever. But after these people have done thing after thing and come back time after time. And, like, you are just living in just squalor, like, literally. I mean, I guess everything right now is squalor.
Yeah.
But it's like you're not living a life. Eventually, you're going to. You're gonna get older, you're gonna be adults as well, so right. It's like, why are you living in this place where, you know, literally you could die at any moment? You're right next to radioactive walkers. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, I just don't get it. You know, you have these people who know what they're doing. Right. These are just like a bunch of kids. They don't really know what they're doing. Like, they somewhat can survive. Mm-hmm. So I was getting really annoyed. I was just like, just let her help you.
Right.
And one thing that I really liked what Alicia said was, she said that she has to do something good for what she did wrong in the mm-hmm. past. And so I kind of, well, let me hear what your guys' thoughts are, like, what she meant by that.
I was going to ask y'all the same thing, because it's clear that, like, they mean, oh, I killed all these people, right. I did all these terrible things, so now I have to, you know, make up for that. I get that feeling, and I mm-hmm. understand why they think that, but I'm also like, you did it because you had to survive.
Exactly.
Like, not to say you were perfect, not to say you never did anything that you shouldn't have
but
done.
But, like, you lived.
Right. Yeah. This is the apocalypse. Like, mm-hmm. you have to do some things you shouldn't have done, but I guess I'm just, like, I need it to go in a slightly different angle, and maybe that's where we're gonna get now after, you know, the end of the episode, but it's been a theme throughout both Fear and The Walking Dead recently, where it's like, I have to make up for my mistakes and yada, yada, yada. Because I think at the beginning of it all, everyone just went crazy. And these things where you would normally never even consider doing, like killing another human mm-hmm. being, sometimes, you know, quote unquote, for no reason, you do that. But you're also doing it for a reason. I don't know. I just need it to go in a little bit different of a way. But I definitely think that's what she meant. Because, you know, not even necessarily about killing people, mm-hmm. but just because she kind of...
Killing the dead, yeah.
Yeah, she abandoned... She didn't abandon her group, but she... I mean, she kind of, like, did her own thing for a little while and didn't realize the position that that put other people in as well. So I kind of think for her, it's a little bit of everything. And just, like, you know, the attitude that she used to have with her mom and things... You know, there are a million things that people can make up for. But with Alicia, I don't think it's just about, like... the killing of the people like it typically is for other people, like it is for Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's a lot of that too. And the whole, especially in the beginning of the season where we saw Alicia kind of give up hope that they were going to find more people alive.
Yeah.
So I think this too means so much more to her because they finally found people, but they won't accept her help. So it's like she wants to, you know, prove to them and to herself that, you know, maybe there is something to still hope for.
Right.
And like, all of the past, you can't just undo it, but you can like live for something better, at least hope for something better.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember like back in season one, you know, when Alicia first saw like her first zombie, mm-hmm. like she couldn't even fight the thing.
Yeah. Right? And now she's like wielding this crazy stick.
Fast forward to here, right.
Wielding this crazy stick.
She's such like a badass. It's crazy. But yeah, I think that I also think that she just wants to be somewhat happy again. I feel like this season... she really hasn't been happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, she's been in a very dark place, and I feel like she feels if she helps these people, she'll kind of get that sort of her old self back.
Yeah,
I agree.
In a way.
Helping people makes you feel good as well. I mean, except when you, like, put yourself in very grave danger, which is why I want to, you know, not to skip ahead, but one of my favorite parts of the episode is where Morgan says, well, technically, Grace, right?
Yeah.
Says mm-hmm. to Morgan, like, you think your life is less important than everyone mm-hmm. else's, because that's what she has thought for so mm-hmm. long.
Right.
But I think because she's been in this leadership position ever since her mom died, and then when Nick died, obviously, that she's put so much else on her, but I also think it's her way of, like, numbing herself.
Yeah.
And it is. Like, you know, her mom, the last thing her mom said to her, fight for the living, da da da. That's not, you know, just like she figures out just about killing as many walkers as you can. But that kind of, you know, when you're busy, you forget about stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So fast forward, the kids end up not letting Alicia leave. They mm-hmm. kind of hold her hostage. So I was like, what's going on here? Like, you guys are a bunch of kids.
Yeah, right? Bunch of psychopaths.
Right. So things definitely don't go in their favor. The zombies escape. They follow Annie, miss, I know what I'm doing.
Which also, don't leave go back me alone. To your camp.
Right? Right?
This is why she's too young to be, like, making decisions for a bunch of little people.
You're literally leading them yes. into mm-hmm. the fire.
That's, like, rule number one. We'll get to that in our special segments. But, and yeah, so continue.
They finally see, like, once, like, they see death before their eyes, mm-hmm. they're like, all right, Alicia, we trust you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and help us. So they're able to escape. Alicia stays behind, fights off the zombies one by one. Mm-hmm. I thought she was gonna make it out when that van pulled up and the kids came out. I thought Alicia was mm-hmm. gonna be in there.
Yeah.
She's still out there fighting, and then the unthinkable happens. Mm-hmm. She kills a zombie. Blood gets on her. Do you think that she made the right decision knowing the outcome that happened to her?
I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen exactly yet, but I get that I understand why she's scared and she's mm-hmm. like, well, this is it for me.
Yeah.
Because there's contaminated blood in your mouth. But, like, maybe Grace has an antidote for that? I don't know. she's immune.
Who knows? This is what I think. It's definitely not. To me, it's not worth it if she dies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me being selfish as a fan of the show and as a big fan of Alicia, obviously, because she's one of the OGs. And I don't want to see her die, especially, you know, I think the kids are going to be a nice addition to the show. Mm-hmm. Well, the main kids anyway, Annie, like, they're going to be great. But
they can't replace Alicia.
Right. And for her to die, like, in that way would just be awful. So my hope is that, like, maybe it was, you know, just a walker, two walkers that
blood from another walker.
You know, like, not all of them technically had to have been radioactive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my hope. And that's, I mean, really the only way that I feel like the showrunners or the writers could go.
Like, they're trying to fake us out is what I'm hoping, yeah.
Right. That's what I think.
But it wouldn't, if she dies, absolutely not worth it. Kill all the kids. Let her live.
Yeah, I'd like that storyline better.
Yeah, it's fine. All the kids die. It's fine.
She's like the last standing member of the Clark family.
Yeah.
So it's just like, there are OGs. That would just be really, why would you do that?
Yeah. You've killed too many of us off. I was reading an article, a Forbes article a couple weeks ago, and it was like, it almost at times feels like a different show. And it's mm-hmm. like, because it almost is a different show. Like, right. So many of our people. So they have to be able to, you know, gauge the right amount of, like, let's kill this person mm-hmm. versus not. So I'm just really hoping that they're not gonna
Well,
go
and
there.
It's also interesting because if we remember how last season started out, we lost their mom. Mm-hmm. We lost two main members of the Clark family, like, right off the bat.
The brother.
So if anything, this is, like, the least deadly season we've had. I mean, we've killed a lot of growlers and walkers, but as far as, like, our main cast has gone, we haven't lost anyone, really, so.
But, this like, season, we're still only seven episodes in.
I know, just compared to last season, so that's why you're like, uh-oh.
Finale, though, that, I'm not ready.
I know, that's why I'm so scared.
Yeah, like, I'm torn between it, because, the kids were able to survive because of Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a potential that she might not live, and I feel people would rather see Alicia live, like you said, one of the OGs, rather than a bunch of these kids who, and I, this is, we're getting a little bit into predictions, but I don't think all these kids are going to survive. There's no way they're going to stay throughout the season.
These kids are dead.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but probably.
But a good amount.
Yeah. Right. All right. So before we move on to our next topic, we have a little special announcement for you guys.
Yes. We just want to thank y'all so much as viewers for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We so appreciate y'all and your views. Be sure if you're watching us on YouTube, like, comment. We want to know what y'all think. Subscribe to us. You can see all of the different kind of shows that we do here at AfterBuzz. We all love AfterBuzz because it gives us a great community to communicate with fans of the shows that we love so much and to interact with our other hosts as well. So thank y'all so much for watching. Like, subscribe, comment. We love interacting with y'all.
Yay.
Awesome job.
Oh,
awesome job.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I'm actually really liking these two, Morgan and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And all right,
me too.
So we were talking about it. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago. Do we see these people as a possible love connection?
I mean, depending on how long she lasts.
True. And I remember I was saying I didn't see it whatsoever. I just saw it as, like, this cool close bonding friendship.
Yeah.
This episode, I was like, love is in the air
for these two people. Love is definitely in the air right now.
You know?
I didn't see it at all a couple weeks ago, but I definitely did
see it now. Yeah.
You don't like... You know, and this is just as a fan of TV, let's say. You don't light a scene the way you did. You don't have, like, you know, crickets softly chirping in the background unless you're trying to build something. And just the way, like, you know, the casual touch on his arm at the end. I think that, not to go sideways, but a lot of people say that Morgan hasn't made a big enough impact on Fear the Walking Dead to take him from The Walking Dead. You would think that it's got to be more. So I think this is a way of kind of tying him, like, long-term, like, okay, you're not on The Walking Dead, you're Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
Is to give him some sort of connection. And also, you know, the way he started the whole show in the first place is because of his wife and interacting with Rick and stuff like that on The Walking Dead.
Right.
So I think that's, it would be a good way of kind of developing his character more and making people care about him a little more. Because obviously, I know I love Morgan so much, but even just that little interaction between the two of them at the very end, it just makes you feel a little
something. I agree. It, like, brings them... It brings more humanity to it, too. But also, I think what I like is that they both are very similar, too. Like, they both spent a majority of time alone. Like, she's just been doing her own thing, trying to save the planet, basically. And then Morgan spent all that time trekking across the country just, like, solo, not wanting to be with people. So it's kind of cool that they're both the ones that are going to bring each other, like, closer to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really like what you said. You had mentioned a lot of people don't think Morgan has really paid his dues, so to speak, to, like, be, like, that main guy on Fear the Walking Dead. And so I kind of think that's why the writers are having him. He's kind of like how I look at him, the glue that's holding people together. You know, he was on the walkie talking to everyone, to Alicia, to Al and June, to Dwight, you know, all the people. He was trying to make sure that they're all okay, giving them hope. We're going to get through this. We're going to get that plane working. So we go to Morgan. He goes to Grace's house, who is trying to start up the generator to give them a little more time. So,
because it, otherwise the plant is going to blow up, or what's going to happen? It's like, exactly,
it's inevitably going to be doomed. So she's trying to start this generator to just buy more time. I don't know how much, but
that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, I'm like, okay, I know the plant is going to, like, blow up, but what is this generator going to do exactly? But essentially, all we need to know is buy more time.
Yeah,
right.
Enough time for, like, the plane to get up and out. So her dying there as the last man standing, I guess.
Because the whole time I'm like, crap, they're not going to have their generator anymore. But I guess they're leaving, so they don't need the generator anyway.
Oops,
Right.
They can't really carry that on the plane.
And Morgan knows that Grace is sacrificing herself, so he wants to go and help her. And he says something really amazing. You had mentioned it. You didn't think your life was worth saving, so I made it about my life. And that's just, that is Morgan in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to help people. He wants to go away and help people, put himself in danger for them. What did you guys think about his heroic deed?
Just typical Morgan.
So Morgan.
Like, what else was he going to do? Leave her behind? But yeah, I just love that that's just his persona. So.
Yeah. My question is, why was it an automatic death sentence? Like, by her going back to her house or wherever, where did they meet back up? It was at her house, right?
Right, yeah.
Then they leave together. So she was trying to get away?
She was
going
to stay and keep making the generator, well, they all got away to safety, and then eventually that only would have gave them so much time, and she would have
died
a pending doom and radiation, but also she already thinks she's going to die from the radiation. So. Right.
But she was kind of like,
exactly. So it's like, it's more so her being like, that could happen to me, so why not just, like, let it be what happens to me?
Yeah.
And buy them more time. But.
Right.
And then Morgan goes to save the day.
It didn't sound like it was working anyway, so, like...
Right,
It definitely didn't seem like it. I think that's where my confusion came from, was because I was like, wait, like, you last burned the effort. Generator out. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it is great, but I'm also like, who, at the time when I was first watching it, I'm like, who do you think you're saving necessarily? Like, she knows it would be helping Morgan, mm-hmm. And their whole group, but I'm like, you're going to give up a lot to not know that you're saving a lot of people. That she knows, I think she knows that some of the kids are there, but she doesn't know who else is around. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's because she also thinks that the whole, like, radiation thing is totally her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I loved that scene where they're both in, like, their suits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fighting off the walkers and rescuing, why am I forgetting their names? Charlie and Strand.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Let's go to Al and June and Dwight and John. Mm-hmm. And I put these four together because they kind of had a similar storyline. Mm-hmm. You know, they each were helping someone come to terms with someone that they love.
Right.
For Al and June, Al finally confesses to June about kind of what happened. She didn't give the full story.
Right.
And I was actually a little bit shocked. Did you guys think she was going to give the full story or just that little nugget of information?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's as much as she would give, hopefully. But I thought for sure she was going to keep this to herself. But I think it's that she's just really missing her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know. I think she wanted someone else to tell her that there's a possibility that she might see her again, even though she knows that's, like, not the case.
Right.
But also, I don't know, is June going to tell other people? Like, I don't know, is this a risk?
See,
she told you not to say anything.
I think she won't because, like, what Al told her, not that big of a deal.
Right. That's true.
Like, they all come across people when they're, you know, on their own and whatever, mm-hmm. and they bring them together, and then sometimes they don't, sometimes that person dies, whatever. So I think she gave her enough information to not have to tell anyone.
And omitted the crazy stuff. Right. That's because true.
If she told anyone, oh, I met this person who has this helicopter, who has this group that's doing all of this,
mm-hmm.
she has to tell the other people at that
that's
point.
That's true.
So I think that Al, like, said just enough. At first, I was shocked that she said anything, but then, because I thought if she did, it wouldn't be for a while, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that she's going to end up saying more. Good. Maybe eventually, but at least for now. I didn't know what I thought at first, because I was like, I think she believes that she can truly trust June, but there's also the part of her that knows it doesn't really matter when it comes to something like that. If they have this information, then they're going to tell everybody.
She told her just the right amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was disappointed that she didn't tell her the whole thing, because it would have opened up this whole new, you know, storyline, I guess.
I wish they would have, but I wasn't surprised.
Right. Yeah. And it also confused me because, you know, before she told her the secret, she was mm-hmm. saying, you can't tell anyone. And so that's why I thought she was going to, like, just say everything. But when she just mentioned, oh, I met this girl.
Right.
I fell in love with her. This was a love that I haven't had in a long time. I was like, well, I don't understand, like, what the big deal is. Like,
how anticlimactic.
You know, she's not going to find out. And you didn't even give her a name.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, who? It could be literally anybody.
Right.
And the part that I thought was a little fishy, I guess you could say, is when she says, like, it's not like you had a way to, you know, get a helicopter or however it is, whatever June worded it.
Yeah.
Of course, Al's like,
you're right.
I kind of did, but okay. Yeah.
Right.
She couldn't even keep that part in. That's what I think June's going to keep pushing mm-hmm. at her and be like, tell me more. And eventually
how are you
something
doing?
Gets
left. Yeah.
Right. And I really love how June tries to help Al out, because Al thinks that she's never going to see her again. And mm-hmm. something that June says that I loved in this episode was, even if I never saw him again, John, I would be grateful. What did you think when she said that?
This is making me nervous, because she also had the same kind of speech with Dwight. And it's like, why do we keep addressing this, because mm-hmm. something's gonna happen to one of you, and they're foreshadowing it to be John, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so bummed. Yeah.
So hopefully that's not the case, but I like, so maybe that's like them again. That would just be a prediction.
Yeah.
So I'm not even gonna go there yet. But either way, I think that it's just, it means she's at a good place in it too. So it wouldn't completely devastate her, hopefully, but also it's like, she's bringing hope to the group too, because she's like, yeah, you know, if it can happen for us, it could happen for you, because like their story truly is incredible. So like, if that can happen, anything really can.
Yeah. Right.
On all of this is happening while they're rebuilding a plane.
Right. That too.
Apparently, we have some engineers on our hands, y'all.
Yes.
I never knew we did. I wanted a little more explanation with that. Truth be told, and with the hot air balloon thing, I was like,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, the different scenario, I know, but I still was like, wow, this is really happening. Wow, we are building a plane here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I guess they kind of are building a plane.
And then we're gonna fly it,
right? Yeah,
oh, yeah. They're also
with
pilots
a bunch of
as well.
Small children on board.
Now that just seems like a disaster waiting to happen.
And it probably will.
I mean, when you really
think
about it, like, okay, they crashed the last one. We're sitting here talking about the kids potentially dying, and I'm just like, how are we all just kind of like, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And that's
what
it boils down to.
Yeah.
Right. And I also, so June, she's been through hell and back. Everyone's been through hell and back, you know, in this new world that they live in. So she never thought she would meet the love of her life.
Right.
In, you know, where she's at right now. So she's just, she's grateful. Like, even if the worst happens, she has those memories that happened with John. And then we go to Dwight and John. Mm-hmm. Were you guys surprised that, and see, both of these guys, both of these people had secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So John had a secret he was holding from Dwight, and then Al had a secret that she was holding from June. Were you surprised?
I'm sorry, that was so short-lived, and, like, his reaction was so, oh, okay, well, I'll help you guys. I was like, that is not the Dwight I know.
No. Yeah.
I was not expecting, and also, like, we really only held on to that secret for a half an episode. Mm-hmm. That could have been, like, we could have, I know time's of the essence right now with the plane and the radioactive.
And having to get
But I was just like, that was not what the storyline I was expecting it to be.
I need to know why y'all think he hid it from him at first. Just because he felt bad and he wanted him to have a few
hours.
Because
he knew they couldn't go too far from the start. So I don't know what either of them, I don't know what he was thinking. And I don't,
I could not figure it out because I was like, you know, like, okay, John has to get back to his people. He has to get back to June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dwight is not going to leave if he thinks she's still alive.
Right.
So I'm like, where are the brains there? I understand if, like, he thought, you know, oh, let me give him just a couple, but it just doesn't make sense time-wise on the show.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it was so, like, not telling him. And then I could picture, like, you know, a season later, he finds out, he's devastated, whatever. But no, it was kind of like,
I get he didn't want to break his spirit, but it's just like, you could have just wasted a little bit of an episode, but it's fine.
Yeah. And I think John's weakness is he thinks with his heart.
He does.
And he tries so hard to, like we said, this whole episode was about hope. He tries to give them as much hope as he can, but he saw this was leading into a huge disaster.
Yeah.
So he finally did tell him. Like you guys said, I was a little disappointed with Dwight's reaction. Mm-hmm. I thought he was just going to be like, what's going on? Like, why is she sending me this? Like, I don't get it. But I wasn't surprised that he said that he was going to still continue to look for it. And I'm actually glad that he said that because that just shows you, like, how intense their bond and their love is.
I would never expect him to just give up on it.
Right.
Because who in the history of the show have you ever heard just be like, don't look for me, and then no one looks for
you.
Like,
people
looked for Morgan for like half a season, you know, once he left to Fear the Walking Dead. They were still looking on him. Rick was still searching for him every day. So I definitely knew that he was still going to do that, but I'm happy that he's like, also, I'll help you, buddy.
And then maybe she'll just pop up while we're...
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
I like that.
Pop
That's
up
fine.
And then die in the same episode. Right. I wouldn't be surprised. Real quick, let's talk about Charlie and Strand.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to like Charlie. She stepped up.
Surprise, surprise.
She
I
did.
Am too.
Yeah. She stepped up. Like in this episode, she got the zombies away while Strand was able to get the... The
propeller.
Propeller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. He was able to get the propeller. Like, what do you think about Charlie's evolvement so far?
She holds her own.
Like, she does.
Which she knows she needs to because, you killed one of them.
Yeah,
but
right. An OG think, yes, at that. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think she knows that she's, like, super lucky that they took her in. She's also a child. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's different circumstances. But I think she knows that she needs to, like, hold her own, improve herself. And she wants to contribute to the group, too.
Right.
So I think she's just, like, really found her place amongst them. And she feels comfortable enough. And she's doing her thing. And she's a badass.
Right.
A little badass.
I think they put her with the only person that we would, like... You know, everybody, who doesn't love Strand? Everybody loves Strand. Yeah. So they put her with the person that's like, we all love you. Let's
love Charlie
love
now.
Her too.
Yeah.
I did think, you know, I'm still on the hot air balloon thing. And I was literally so sad that I wasn't here to talk about that with y'all because I literally... LOL.
Yes, I did the whole thing too.
Like, I was like, wait, this is happening?
It was what? Random.
Are they really in a...
I was like, okay. But I, you know, I definitely agree. She's definitely growing on me for sure. Mm-hmm. It's because I feel like she's willing to make these sacrifices to make up for, you know, for what she did. She did do something, you know, very bad. And she knows mm-hmm. it. She feels it and whatever. But I think they're kind of doing a good job of almost not like mimicking her after Alicia because two different characters, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are, I would say, familiarizing the two of them. They're definitely making her stronger, but still keeping her a little soft at the same time.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to make her like a Carl. Kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do too.
They are kind of similar. All right. So we're going to head on to our special segment.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What not to do when trying to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. We're not going to lead. We're not going to lead zombies back to our one camp.
Okay. Good idea.
Let's not do that. But again, I don't think they've had to deal with like hordes of zombies as much as your average group has, because mm-hmm. they've like tied them all up and whatever. But yeah, that's probably like run them around a different tree or something, right. Head over a hill. I don't know. Just don't go back to the small children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she didn't know better. She was scared.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to say don't go across the drawstring bridge type thing and kill the zombies. Mm. You cut the bridge.
Yeah.
Cut the bridge. Figure something mm-hmm. else mm-hmm. out. You have a wall of walkers walking toward you, ready to kill these kids. Granted, they said they didn't have another way out, but clearly they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you could have done something else other than that. But,
I completely agree. Yeah. Mine is, and I said this a couple weeks ago, when adults are telling you they can help you and they want to help you survive,
right.
Listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there are no parental figures around, they obviously know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Listen to them, because now look where they're at. Well, look where Alicia's at.
Well, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Now look who's paying.
And that's who always does. The person who tries to help them. Mm-hmm. The people who are, you know, the most screwed in this situation aren't the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these people going out of their way and using their resources and having these kids that they don't know eat their food. Now they're potentially going to die because of them.
Exactly.
And I know that that's what happens in the show, but... just makes me mad at this point.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I know.
All right, let's move on to our favorite kill.
Dun, dun, dun. There
of
it is.
This after show or of this show.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, this isn't like my favorite because it'd have to be like the walker that Alicia kills that apparently is gonna be maybe her demise.
Yeah.
Like, when it's the scene right after she does it where she, like, it reveals the necklace and that he's one of the affected.
Mm-hmm.
And just her look is very, like, oh crap. Yeah. Yeah.
Very.
She's like, this is it.
She's like, uh oh.
Yeah.
I messed up.
So I like that one just for, like, what it might mean for the show.
Right. I think mine is the one where she runs across the drawbridge and kills him with the thing because mm-hmm. it's like Annie had her tool or her weapon. She gives it back to her. They just made it like a very dramatic, like, mm-hmm. stab to the face. So I liked that one.
Yeah, Alicia definitely had the most kills this episode. So I'm going to say when she's fighting off those zombies on her own, like, that was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I know if I was in that situation, I'd be running the opposite direction. I wouldn't be fighting them.
Exactly.
Yeah, same.
All right, so let's move on to our news and gossip.
Doop, doop, doop. Okay, guys, so I just have two things for you today. One is, obviously, Twitter is up in arms over the potential demise of Alicia, which, again, we don't know if that's what's going to happen.
Right.
But, yeah, people on Twitter are saying that they're going to stop watching the show. This one person, Team ADC, said, no, if you kill Alicia, we will kill your show.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
No. Thanks, Savage. Yeah.
And then I liked this one, too. Alisa said, the only thing keeping me from freaking out at the thought of her dying this way is the fact that on Fear the Walking Dead is where Nick recovered from anthrax poisoning. He did. And lately they are flying around in giant inflatable beers. So, like, surviving radiation can happen.
Exactly.
But, yeah. True. So, well, we can, maybe it can happen.
Stranger things have happened on this show.
Yes. This is
and
true.
You just said that.
Yes. Exactly. So then our next one is that the new Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead spinoff has cast three of their series regulars. Yes. So I'm not sure what these people are. They're actually younger, so kids technically.
Yeah, I think they're all new.
Yeah, so they're probably pretty new to the biz, but it's Alexa Mansour, Nicholas Cantu, and Hal Cumston. But they've all joined the spinoff, so that'll be exciting to see what we get from them.
And I'm really liking how they're making it different by having a younger group go on, because so far we've seen the majority of the people that we see are a lot older.
Yeah.
So
yes,
it'd be cool to see how a younger demographic can fight off
and
zombies.
This is coming soon because they're starting to film this summer, so
I have a feeling we're gonna like get more information during Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That's brilliant. I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
So we'll get to look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. My favorite part of this after show.
Woo.
Predictions. What do you two think is going to happen in the mid-season finale?
Okay. This could be a reach. But I'm hoping they're, like, faking us out with Alicia's death and we don't actually lose her. Maybe she didn't actually get radiation blood. It was blood from something else and she didn't realize it.
Maybe.
What have you. I don't know. And it's actually going to set it where someone's going to die, but it's going to be John. Like, they're lagging behind right now, you know, and they're not where they're supposed to be. Everyone's worried. Like, maybe only Dwight makes it back to the plane. And there's just something. I'm getting really worried about all the foreshadowing. So I think it... So we're going to lose someone, but I don't think it's going to be Alicia, and I'm thinking it might be John.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose Alicia either. It would be just, like, a crazy shock, obviously, if we did, because people, you know, think that, they'd never do that after killing off who they killed off last season. We like to think, they take a break, but also they like to mix things up. I still don't think it'll be Alicia, but I think it would be, like, if they did, the kind of shock in a bad way that you don't necessarily want. I think the same thing about John. It's just the show, on both shows, The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, they do a lot of sweet moments before somebody dies. You know, we have our shocking deaths, obviously, but I think about back when Abraham died, it was like he had a great speech with
everyone.
You knew
what was happening.
I mean, like, and, you know, as fans of the comic books, you would have known it was going to happen, but it's still like... That's just what they do. So the fact that they've given John and June these moments so far this season, and then just even in the past couple of episodes, how they're both talking about, like, I never thought I'd find love again, and here I am. And then Dwight's like, I need a little bit of your luck. It's definitely, for a little while tonight, I was like, are they just going to kill Dwight already? He just got there.
Give him some time.
At this point, I don't need a death. What I need more than that, meaning, like, you know, sometimes we tend to expect that in the show and we, like, oddly crave it. I need them to be together and go from there.
I agree.
I need that first.
This show, they're never
together.
They're
always separate. They're never, like you said, they're never together. So I'm torn with the whole Alicia thing. Yeah. Like, I feel like there's a possibility that she could die because I look back at The Walking Dead when Carl died. And remember, we see him get bit in the one episode, and then the we don't see what happened, but then the following episode he dies.
Right. True.
And so that's why I'm kind of...
There's no coming back from a bite.
True.
Unless we lop
that's
off your
true.
Side or whatever.
Right,
and think
right.
of how many times you were like, oh, they are definitely dead. Glenn's under a trash can with thousands
that's,
of walkers coming
yeah.
around him. He's dead. Guess what? No, he wasn't. He just stabbed a couple and he got out. crazier things have happened.
So let's keep hope alive, Benny.
You gave me hope.
Okay.
You just gave me hope. And that's what this whole, even this after show is about. Good job, ladies.
We're filled with hope.
Good job. Someone is definitely going to die, though.
Oh, yeah.
All those kids are not going to survive.
Could just be the kids. We could just lose a bus full of kids.
Right.
A van full of kids.
We get real morbid on here. I do think, do you think there's any other way that they could get Alicia out of this other than just saying
it was
a walker that wasn't radioactive?
That's the only...
Or unless Grace has some kind of... Or maybe she's just immune. Maybe she's just going to get like a third ear or something and all is going to be well. I don't
know. She grows an extra toe. I mean, people...
We also know it's, like, slow, so maybe she just, like, we keep thinking it's gonna happen, and then it just never does, and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
We don't ask questions.
Forgot about that.
All right.
I don't know, but I definitely cannot wait to find out the next episode. It's definitely gonna be good, it's gonna be juicy, but... That is all the time that we have for you guys today. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me everywhere on social media at Benny J. Adams.
And you guys can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Thanks for joining us, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Mid-season finale.
Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.